Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you so much for the excellence in broadcasting you provide.
Appreciate you, man. What's going on?
Well, I have C4 through C7 are damaged, and I have one bulging disc. I take hydrocodone, three number 10s a day. But here's, my arms and fingers mainly, and whole hands, they're very painful. But if I'm chopping wood or working hard or very active, then they don't bother me at all. But when I sit and watch TV or, when I'm inactive, it's very painful. So no one has recommended that I go to the next level and have surgery, but I want to know what your thoughts on it would be.
Well, I don't really think that you should even think it's surgery as well either, but what treatments have you done? Have you done physical therapy? Have you done any alternative treatments, acupuncture, chiropractic? Have you done any of that?
I have it's called a Saunders cervical traction unit. And I use it when the pain is great, I use it. If I try to tolerate the pain rather than doing anything. I stretch and I bend. I have gone through physical therapy, and I found that the physical therapy didn't do any good. The thing that works the most is to go to the maximum level of air pressure in the traction unit, and that, you can actually hear a couple, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But when I'm, pulling engines, laying cinder block walls, it's not even a factor. It's just when I'm idle, does it hurt?
And that's pretty common, actually. And the more you move something like that, the more you get it in motion, the better it is. And the less you can have a potential of little osteophytes, little bone formations in there that can cause some scar tissue and whatnot. And, of course, you get the degeneration that's happening within the disc. But I would look into seeing maybe an osteopath or a chiropractic physician, either one, only because physical therapy is good. I think that it's a good adjunct to it. If it really didn't do much, you might want to go that route. Because at the place where you are right now, it's pulling all hands on deck. And when that neck starts to get like yours is right now, you want to have somebody that can really help maintain that. Because it's the key is you don't want it to degenerate anymore, right? I mean, that's the key. And you don't want to have it, with the aging process, it's going to happen at some level, okay? But it doesn't have to happen at the level that you're having it done right now. So when you get with someone that understands how to take care of the spine itself at a very high level and can add and pack nutrition around that to make sure that your body can support things nutritionally, and you put those two together, get a consultation, see what they say, see what they, when they look at the x-rays and look at MRIs and all that, see what their thoughts are. and then go from there. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we can talk about it. Tom in Chicago says, over the last few years, it seems, this is an email, by the way, he says, in the last few years, it seems like I get kidney stones every 3 or 4 months. I'm only 35. Can I do anything to prevent them? Yeah, there's a lot you can do on kidney stones. One of the big ones is that the body genetically has a little bit of a tough time, I guess is a good way to put it, of breaking down oxalic acid. And you're like, what the heck is oxalic acid? Well, oxalic acid comes from dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, mustard greens, all those sorts of things. And which, of course, if you're into health at all, you're thinking, man, I got to get my greens. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. If I eat a bunch of greens and I start getting a bunch of kidney stones, what's up with that? Here's what happens. First of all, most of us are vitamin D deficient, right? So for vitamin D deficient, then we don't utilize our calcium. So your vitamin D needs to be elevated in the upper normal into the range for you to be able to utilize all the calcium that your body needs, whether it's for bone production or for other tissues in the body that need it. So you always want to keep vitamin D levels up. And that's a big, big piece for kidney stones, because if calcium is just kind of floating around bored, because it doesn't have enough vitamin D to be able to use itself, and it's just kind of bored, has nothing to do, no purpose in life. You know, the calcium just kind of swimming around, hanging out in the body. And guess what? Oxalic acid doesn't break down because of the dark leafy greens. Guess what it binds with? Calcium. Because calcium's bored, has nowhere to go. So the calcium binds with the oxalic acid and forms calcium oxalate stones that hurt like you know what's mother. Unbelievable pain when they come out. And so it's why they're extremely uncomfortable. And so the calcium oxalate. So that's what happens. So again, there's other vegetables, plenty of them. Just stay away from the dark leafy greens. That's where the oxalic acid is. And what's happening, Tom, in your situation probably is it's binding up the calcium. I'd go to your doctor and get a blood test done, check on your vitamin D levels, make sure they're in a good, good range to keep you healthy. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Banny. Hi, Banny.
Hello.
I'm here. How can I help?
Hey, sir.
How can I help, Banny?
I'm in plan to wall to get some of my weight off, and my doctor told me to get out and walk, you know, to help get my belly off, and last night I walked for an hour, and then I woke up this morning, and my hips, and both the knees, went up to the hips, and they was killing me.
Banny, how much overweight are you?
At least 40.
About 40 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come out of this break, and we'll talk about ways to drop the weight, since your doctor needs you to do that, and kind of the pain that you're getting in your hips and your legs starting out on this new exercise program, and some real keys that can help kind of settle that down and give you a good, you know, kind of game plan. I know the doctor needs you walking every day, needs you dropping that weight, but there's a real good strategy on how to do that, Banny, and we'll get into that when we come back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Lines are open, 888 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And don't forget, you can always, always email me at getwellradio.com. Going to break, talking with Banny. And Banny's been dealing with some issues, needing to lose some weight, getting out, starting to walk, and with that, making sure that doing everything he can to start exercising to lose the weight. And one of the big pieces, Banny, we're talking about is, I know you were saying they're getting a lot of hip pain and a lot of leg pain from starting that new exercise program, especially when you need to lose about 40 pounds and the doctor really wants you to do that. When you're getting on a new plan, starting out from scratch, especially if you're carrying some extra weight, and it can put a little bit of extra resistance on your knees and your hips, you want to start out easy. You might want to start out on a treadmill. You might want to get started on a bike, like a stationary bike, and start working your way up, or maybe alternate days between riding a bike and maybe walking on the treadmill, maybe even mix things up and get on a little stair stepper in the gym. You can just get out and walk around your neighborhood, whatever it takes. But you want to change things up. You don't want to do the exact same thing. That way, because in the beginning, you are going to be sore. Because, number one, you're carrying a lot of extra weight. Now you're exercising, which is something you're probably not used to doing. And so once you get all these things going, you always want to make sure that you have a good game plan together, too. And I would consider working with a personal trainer for about a month. Even if it's only one day a week that you meet with them and let them come out with really good routines for you, because it costs a little money, Banny, but it's worth it. Because, I mean, the advice that you're going to get is invaluable, and you need it to be able to succeed with where you're wanting to go. They can offer really good advice, give you great techniques, make sure you don't get injured, and probably advise you a little bit on the nutritional side as well. Because, Manny, right now, 40 pounds, remember, it really comes down to about 20% exercise, 80% diet for you to be successful and get down to where you need to go. And that's just a couple of my 2 cents to give you. And if you're getting a lot of hip and leg pain, you might want to go see maybe a physical therapist. They can help quite a bit. And they're really, really good at kind of helping you get through some of those early stages. Your doctor might can recommend someone to you. So just a couple of things to think about. But Banny, if you haven't changed your diet, I'm telling you here, buddy, you're going to have to do that. All right. Because that's a big piece. When you're going to lose weight, it is everything. So you want to cut down inflammation, cut down calories, but yet keep your fats and your proteins and your carbohydrates at a good balance level so you can really, really succeed and thrive. And that's what your doctor would want too. I'm sure they're wanting you to get on a game plan, and they're just kind of leaving that up to you to kind of handpick what's best for you and what's comfortable for you, okay? But keep me posted on how things go. I know you're going to be successful. I'm sure you'll do great. You just got to get focused and don't let getting sore and don't let a couple of bad days go by and you get off the wagon. You got to stay on the wagon no matter what, all right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go now to Rena. Hi, Rena. Oh, Renee. Hi, Renee.
Yeah, I was calling on behalf of a friend who had a gastric bypass, and now that they lost a lot of weight, they lost around 300 and gained around 50 back, and the gallbladder has been acting up a couple of years ago, but now the doctor wants to remove it because it contains gallstones, and I was, trying to help my friend do research and figure out what's the best alternative besides just having a his gallbladder removed, so I was just calling and trying to get some advice. And I know they have a medicine called Actigall, was supposed to prevent the forming of gallstones, but that was not recommended for some reason. So,
yeah, I mean, are they going to have the gallbladder taken out for sure?
The doctor said it doesn't have to be now, but in the near future, and nothing else has been recommended. So the doctor's not really giving them an alternative, unfortunately.
Well, if he says that, then you want to go with what the physician's telling you, because they know the whole picture and they're looking at it from their perspective. And there are times where the gallbladder does need to come out, hands down. Do we get gallbladder happy? I think sometimes we can. But for the most part, there are times where it needs to come out. And if the doctor thinks that it's that important, then you might want to just pay attention to that a little bit, okay? Now, the other piece to that for the gallbladder is which is really important, there's a flush you can do for the gallbladder. And I talk a lot about that in my book. It's pretty simple to do. It's a three-day little cleanse that has been around forever, kind of a home remedy, if you will. But it phenomenal. It's really, really good. There's two components that can really help with the formation of breaking down fats in the body, so potentially these stones and whatnot won't form, and that is glycine and taurine. Now, these two together actually form bile salts, and by increasing the bile salts, it makes a huge difference in breaking down fats and increasing the function of the gallbladder. So those are a couple things. Now, he's kind of already to this point, but if you were to catch it earlier, there's a big piece where we know that acetylcholine, which is a neurochemical in the brain, when it gets low, it can cause gallbladder function to decrease. And the way it gets low is by extreme amounts of emotional stress. And, of course, that's kind of a given with a lot of people. They go through emotional stress, go through tough times in life, whatever it might be. But when acetylcholine levels get low, it's very easy. You'll know that acetylcholine is getting low when cognitive function declines. So memory, those kind of things, when that becomes the decline, then you know for a fact that you're dealing with low acetylcholine levels. Now, just a couple things to think about. So anyway, if that's happening, sometimes you can save things by working on the stress levels in a person's life, raising acetylcholine levels naturally. There's a lot of food you can eat and certain supplements in combination that you can take. You might want to do some research in that, and that can be extremely helpful. But the flush is always good, too. But again, the doctor needs to know at this point, if they're really kind of monitoring them, they need to know everything that's going on. Don't try to, like, just go do a bunch of stuff because you research it. Make sure they know about it, and that way they can be in the loop. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then there's hope to lifestyle your way out and get well. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also check us out online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to send email, put it on the show, or answer it in private, whatever you prefer. And our wellness provider network, new network we put together of health and wellness specialists that can really take you to the next level. A lot of people are looking for that. They need help with all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, and they can really coach you along the way. And our network of team members are just growing around the country. We're excited to see that. Why? Because now we're creating a great team that can serve you in the best way possible. 1/3 of the adults now worldwide have high blood pressure. The World Health Organization said that high blood pressure affects 1 in 3 adults worldwide, and the effective low-cost treatment has led to a drop in rates of high blood pressure in wealthy nations, but many people in poor countries remain undiagnosed and untreated. For example, less than 20% of adults in Canada and the United States have high blood pressure, compared with nearly 50% in Niger and also in other areas around that region. So the World Health Organization data also showed that 1 in 10 people worldwide have diabetes and that 12% of the world's population is obese. The Americas have the highest rate of obesity at 26%, while Southeast Asia has the lowest rate at 3%. The report is further evidence of the dramatic increase in the conditions that trigger heart disease and other chronic illnesses, particularly in low- and middle-income countries, said World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan. The World Health Organization also said that deaths in children younger than 5 years fell from almost 10 million in 2000 to 7.6 million a decade later. So that's exciting to see. But high blood pressure does affect so many people. And coming up with a good lifestyle-based game plan to support that is vital, in my opinion, because too many people are struggling with it. Too many people don't need to be struggling with it. And there are solutions, and there are ways out. And one of the biggest pieces is the weight loss issue. Dropping the weight can get you in a good position to be able to win when it comes to high blood pressure. Steve, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, my friend?
Yeah, my question is, every time I drink bottled water, I have heartburn. I don't understand it. I mean, it's not so bad when I eat, but especially if it's been a while since I ate or on an empty stomach, water just gives me heartburn real bad. I know there's a lot of people have that problem. I was just wondering if you have a good answer for that.
Yeah, have you ever been taking, have you taken any type of digestive aids at all from your physician? Are you taking any medicine?
No.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Okay. A lot of people think that when they get something like acid reflux, okay, that there's too much acid in the stomach. But the reality is what we found through the years is actually because of stress levels and whatnot, as you age and get past into your 30s, the amount of hydrochloric acid or HCl that's in the stomach begins to decline rapidly. And a lot of the refluxing that people get, the burning and that sort of thing, literally comes from issues within not having enough stomach acid. So we think usually it's too much, so we start giving protonics, PPIs, all these different medicines. But reality is what we find out is that we don't have enough. So if you don't have enough acid and you drink a buffering agent like water, which is more neutralizing, then you're going to make it even worse, and your body's not going to be able to break down the proteins in some of the foods that you put inside your body. So that's why drinking water can actually make it worse, make you feel bloated, make you feel like there's a burning sensation, because already your body's struggling to really maintain that. It's already not in a good place, so that buffering agent really comes in. It's already low. So the way to really get rid of a lot of that for most people is to increase. And apple cider vinegar is like one of the oldest remedies for the kind of conditions that you're dealing with. And you can get those at your local health food store. I mean, apple cider vinegar, it is what it is. It's apple cider vinegar. But it has incredible health properties. And we've known that throughout the years, and especially as we get older, and how well it helps breaking down our foods. I'm still a big fan of taking digestive enzymes because I think that as a part of the foundational four, it's critical. So you get your whole food multivitamin, your digestive enzymes, your cod liver oil, and your probiotics. Those four are key. But when you're dealing with heartburn and acid reflux and those sorts of issues, typically the bottom line is that you're low in stomach acid. Now, what the apple cider vinegar does is it actually stimulates the production of more hydrochloric acid. So your body starts making more, and that's why you're able to break down your foods a lot easier and really begin to get your body functioning well. So that's probably a missing link. And if you've had any stress, like any of us, then it's probably one of the reasons why you're kind of struggling with that. But I would look into that. And the supplements you can look at there and get, one is called betaine hydrochloride, or HCl. You can find that at most health food stores, but it works really, really well. And then good digestive enzymes can help tremendously. But I really... Supplements are good. Now, I always get into this because people think that it's just, well, you know, kind of the silver bullet for this, silver bullet for that. There's really not. It's about restoring the balance back in your body. That's the real key for all of this. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show that empowers your health. We're going to go to Ray now. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Two quick things. First of all, I've been diagnosed with tinnitus inside my left ear, in which the doctor told me there's really no cure except to go in and cut the auditory nerve inside my ear, which would make me go deaf. And, of course, I don't want that. So just looking for some advice on that. And secondly, just how healthy are fast food salads? If it's just like a grilled chicken salad with a vinaigrette, how healthy are those?
Well, let me start with the tinnitus. Tinnitus can be a real challenge. And is it permanent damage or is it not? You don't really know until you cut out certain things from your diet. We know that tinnitus will start happening in the left ear if you've got a pretty severe wheat allergy. So that might be something to do. It takes about 8 weeks to get all of that out of your system. So if you're going to come off wheat, to look and see if that's going to be affecting it, you have to do that for a pretty strong period of time before you'll really notice if anything's happening with that. Now, the other thing is on the right side, it can be a manganese deficiency. So the manganese deficiency, again, with tinnitus, you want to look at, if you want to look at manganese, just a simple supplement. You can pick up at a health food store. Nuts and seeds have a lot of manganese in there, but they're pretty easy to manage. So manganese is a tough deficiency, but once it builds up over 2 or 3 weeks, you'll know. And that's the key. With deficiencies or food sensitivities or whatever, you'll know if it's going to work or not. Now, if it doesn't, then it probably is permanent damage. That's what the rule of thumb is. And, yeah, he's right. The auditory nerve, I mean, you can cut that. But who wants to do that? I mean, if the toughest part is when you're going to sleep at night, which is probably more annoying than anything. Just turn some fans on, have a little white noise in there. But to get to your question about fast food, yeah, the salads are okay. I mean, obviously, I would be more excited if you had a salad with some grilled chicken than a burger and fries, right? So, I mean, there are nitrites in probably some of the chicken. There are some preservatives that are in the salad. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to make the best choices you can. It's not about being perfect, because none of us are, but it's about really making the good decisions and knowing what decisions to make when you go to a fast food place and being able to make wise choices. So are there chemicals in the food? Yeah. Are there hormones in the chicken? Yes. But at the end of the day, you're driving down the road and that's all you got, then it is what it is. You got to eat. Some people will just say don't eat. But I travel way too much and, you know, you have to make your best decision. They're making some really good salads now. So I wouldn't be overly picky. I think they're doing a pretty good job. I go easy on the salad dressings now. That's a whole different animal. And, yeah, the vinaigrettes and all that are always your best choice, as long as that's pretty much all it is. You don't want a bunch of extra additives in there to be overly concerned about. So hope that helps on those two. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. I'll be glad to take your call. There's been a sharp drop in maternal deaths. They said in the UN, the United Nations said the number of women worldwide dying from complications of pregnancy and childbirth fell 47% over the last two decades. And the UN said the decrease in maternal deaths is due to increases in contraception and in antiretroviral drugs for mothers with AIDS, as well as a greater number of births attended by nurses, doctors, midwives, who all have had strong amount of medical training. This is all found in the New York Times. While maternal deaths are falling quickly in East Asia, they are declining slowly in Africa as well, and the overall reduction in Asia is largely due to China. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We had Chris, actually in Texas, who writes, I've been struggling with ED or erectile dysfunction. What do you suggest that I do? I don't want to take Cialis or Viagra. Well, that's probably the standard of care, probably what your doctor has already recommended to you. There's a lot you can do. You got to increase blood flow to that area. One is by cardiovascular exercise and training. So you got some belly fat, you might want to consider losing that. That's going to play a big, big role. And then also, the other one, maca root, tribulus, are really good herbal formulas that can help. But raising nitrous oxide in the body can be helpful, too. Not only is it good with blood pressure, potentially, what they're saying now in the research, but also citrulline and arginine, green tea extract. There's a combination they put together that can stimulate all these things that can be extremely helpful. So I hope that helps. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Fewer U.S. teens and young adults are now smoking. They say fewer American teens and young adults are smoking cigarettes, but yet this report, which was done by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, revealed that the percentage of adolescents aged 12 to 17 who said they smoked cigarettes during the survey month has steadily declined for about 12%. The reduction in cigarette use was also seen in young adults aged 18 to 25 during the same time period. The number of young people who reportedly smoked or smoking during the survey month fell from nearly 40%. Although some progress, they say, has been made in curbing youth smoking, the fact remains that 1 in 12 adolescents still currently smoke and 1 in 3 young adults still smoke, which means far too many young adults are still endangering their lives. Now, the report looked at data collected every year between 2004 and 2010 as part of the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. Over the seven-year period, researchers interviewed more than 157,000 people aged 18 to 25. So it's interesting. So a little bit of decline, which is good, but still way too many people, in my opinion, still picking up the cigarette sticks. That is for sure. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
The question about the testosterone levels, is there a natural, I've been to the doctor several times and, you know, he's put me on, some rub that, you know, you rub on your thighs or your legs for, you know, raising your testosterone, but it's very expensive and I've had, you know, like a allergic reaction to it, but, you know, I just feel like I need something. I just don't have the, you know, I lose a lot of muscle, you know, get real flabby. But anyway, I was just wondering if there was something natural I could take.
Well, testosterone, it drops for a variety of reasons. One, it can be brain chemistry. Dopamine levels could go down a little bit, and that can make testosterone levels drop. It can be a lot of emotional stress. You don't connect, feel connected to your wife or whomever, then, I mean, that can drive testosterone levels down literally, physically. It can actually do that from a physiological perspective. And then you can also get into just having too much estrogen. Now, we're seeing a lot of estrogen in our environment, from the food supply to drinking out of plastic water bottles and eating out of plastic containers raises BPA, which is bisphenol A, which raises estrogen in the body. So the more estrogen we get, the lower testosterone will go sometimes. It's kind of an opposite end of the spectrum with both of those. But that can be a big issue. So what do you do? Well, here's a couple of things we found that can really be helpful for testosterone levels. One is making sure you exercise on a regular basis with weight training at a higher intensity level where you're waiting about 30 to 45 second rest in between your sets. And doing that for, you know, at least 3 days a week. And we know that that makes a huge difference in growth hormone levels, almost 300% increases, and then good increases for just overall levels themselves. Now, diet plays a role, too. Really does make a difference. Your fats need to be 30% of the diet. Don't get on this low-fat kick because it's going to throw your testosterone levels into the ground. So keeping your fats around 30, 33% is good. And then also, certain supplements have been known to be good. Zinc is a big one because it's part of the pathway of making testosterone. And then you've also got tribulus and maca root. Both of those are just phenomenal when you're dealing with something like this. But those are kind of the keys. There's no silver bullet. A lot of people just want to take the gel or the cream. And the reason I'm not a big fan of doing that, unless you have to, is once you start on any kind of replacement therapy, there's what's called negative feedback. So negative feedback will begin to shut down your body's own receptors. And when you get into a position like that, it becomes really, really challenging to get the testosterone levels ever to come back up. So right now, it could just be down for emotional reasons, psychological reasons. There could be a whole host of reasons why the testosterone is down, but there's a lot you can do to get it up, literally. But it's about maintaining that and figuring out where the link is in your diet and your lifestyle choices that's keeping it down. So a couple of things to think about. But I'm with you. I mean, I know it's expensive. That's probably one of the big deterrents for you. But at the same time, you just want to be careful and make sure that you've got everything in balance. Food for the day is beetroot juice. I said beetroot. That's exactly what I said. Well, they're saying now that it increases energy and can increase exercise stamina. Some experts say that adding beetroot juice to your diet, like other foods such as cherry juice or milk, could provide performance boost even beyond the blood, sweat, and tears of more training. In two studies conducted at Exeter University in 15 men, they found that cyclists who drank half a liter, about half a quart, of beetroot juice several hours before setting off were able to ride 20% longer than those who drank a placebo black currant juice. By examining the cyclists under a scanner that analyzes how much energy is needed for a muscle to contract, Bailey and colleagues discovered that beetroot juice allows cyclists to exercise using less oxygen than normal. The beetroot juice was effective even without any additional training. That's interesting. It reduces the energy requirements in your muscles so they can last longer. While the beetroot juice was provided free by its manufacturer, Exeter University paid for the research. Now, Bailey said the high nitrate content of beetroot juice is responsible for its athletic benefits. Scientists aren't exactly sure how it works, but are suspect that having more nitric oxide in your body, which is a byproduct of nitrate, helps you exercise with less oxygen. So, nitrates are full in foods like beetroot, lettuce, and spinach. Powerful. Love the research when they come out with all the stuff based around foods and what it can do for the body. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.